The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us today. In studio is TJ Just from Outlets of Des Moines. This has been such a big buzz. I mean, people have been talking about this for weeks, months, actually. And this is the new shops that are going up in Altoona. And we're going to talk about, okay, why Altoona? What's going on? How many shops? And I'm really wanting to get next to Carson, who's coming on the 21st for these makeovers. Not that I need a makeover. I'm past that. But it would just be cool to shake his hand because he's such a cool guy. TJ Just, ladies and gentlemen, he is the man behind the Outlets of Des Moines. Welcome, TJ.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate to be here.
You see, it was a big buildup, wasn't it?
It was a big buildup.
We got you, man. This is cool. Well, congratulations. And the schedule is still to open on the 20th, yeah?
We are chugging right along, yeah. We're grand opening October 20th. And we do have the charity night the night before on the 19th, but the official grand opening is the 20th.
Well, let's talk about that charity night real quick, if we can. What is all entailed on that on the 19th?
So the charity night itself is something we've done in some of New England Development's past outlet center openings, and it's a chance for us to partner with 20 local charities, and they sell tickets for the event. It's a private event. And they're $20. And if you go to our website, you can actually go to the specific charity that you'd like to buy the tickets from. All the proceeds from those ticket sales go to that charity. So it's a chance for us to really give back to the community and be an integral part of it.
And all of that, by the way, we have had a couple of people on the broadcast talking about this. And I think we have a link to those 20 charities that's online. Anyway, all kinds of cool things. That's on the 19th. But then on the 20th, you guys open up the doors. Now, how many stores are going to be at this center?
So right now what we're really pushing for is to get as many stores opened as possible. Yeah. It's fluctuating just with construction schedules and things like that. But, you know, we hope to be around 40 stores, somewhere in that range. And we'll stay tuned. We'll be announcing more as it continues. There are going to be some that open after grand opening. And then some stores that will open in 2018.
And you've got some relatively unique places out there, some things that are kind of first time in Iowa, isn't that right?
We do. We have several that, Vera Bradley is a big one. So there's stores that are new to Iowa. There's also stores that are local here that we wanted to bring a local flair. And, Teriyaki Boys is a prime example you can experience the local culture as well.
Good stuff. TJ Just, ladies and gentlemen, he is from the Outlets of Des Moines, opening on the 20th in Altoona. Talk about you just a little bit, TJ. Where are you from, and how'd you get to the Des Moines Metro?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from South Dakota. I was born there.
Pheasants.
Definitely hunting is a big part of South Dakota, but graduated high school from Sioux Falls, went to the University of North Dakota to school. My father was in the industry, shopping center industry, so it's something I grew up in.
Got it.
Knew it was what I wanted to do and have spent basically my whole adult life in the shopping center industry. So I was very, very excited to get the opportunity to work for New England Development. They're a wonderful company and do great things for the community, great things for their employees. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
Is this your first gig with New England Development?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're based out of where?
Out of Boston.
Yeah. Pretty tricky, huh? Are we sharp around here? We got this stuff down. And so New England Development, based out of Boston, any idea how many facilities they have across the country?
They have a lot.
A lot.
We have outlet centers. We have traditional shopping centers. We have residential. We have office. So there's a lot of different real estate that New England Development has.
The footprint is large, as they would say.
Yes.
You know, one of the stories that we have had continually over the past 2 years, maybe even 3 years here on the Business News Hour, is the sad ending to so many malls across the country. Many, many malls are closing, or they're losing their anchor stores, or they're repurposing themselves. And we saw that here in Des Moines, as a matter of fact, with Merle Hay Mall. You know, they brought in Flick Brew House, and that kind of rejuvenated a little bit of what it is they're doing. Is that a continuation of the issue where people are doing more online shopping? How do you compete with brick and mortar in that atmosphere, TJ?
Well, I think that that's a great question, and I think that it's two folds to it. I think you have the customer that has become much more knowledgeable, the ability to research things very quickly with the smartphone and have the ability to know, you know, a lot more and have a lot more information in their hands. Mm-hmm. So us as the shopping center or the retailer, they have to adjust to that. And I think you're seeing that a lot of retailers are adjusting. It's taking some time. But with that, you know, and one of the reasons why I think outlet centers are so successful is the customer wants value. I mean, I think we all want value. And that's what we're providing. But we're also providing a entertainment component to our customers' shopping experience.
You know, it's always surprised me, TJ, that there is the outlet center I'm going to forget the name. It begins with a W. It's out east. And they do a pretty good job. They've been around a long time. And I can't believe I've forgotten that.
Williamsburg.
Thank you very much. In Williamsburg. Thanks. Yet, in Story City, there was an outlet mall that has run up on some hard times. Is it location in this business as well?
I think absolutely that's a big part of it. Yeah. You see the new ones that are being built and that are successful, and New England Development has several of them in Asheville and Palm Beach and Little Rock. These are in more setting where there's a larger population that. Uh-huh. And again, this is one of the reasons why we chose Altoona,
which is my next question,
because of the fact that we not only have the destination shopper that's coming for Prairie Meadows, is coming for, you know, Adventureland, Bass Pro. We have those customers, but we have an unfulfilled market for the local customer that has to drive out west. They can stay right in East Polk and get their shopping done.
That's a really interesting take on this. You know, rather than having an anchor store as part of a shopping district, you've got anchor stores and entertainment venues as part of your anchor, drawing people to that location, which makes Altoona perfect sense when you take a look at it.
It allows the customer to fulfill all their needs and enjoy themselves. So it's shopping, it's eating, it's going to Adventureland, it's gambling. It's the ability to keep, you know, the customer in the area and enjoy themselves longer.
We're talking with TJ Just, ladies and gentlemen. He is Outlets of Des Moines. You mentioned something just a few moments ago about entertainment. You're not only offering shoppers the opportunity to shop and spend their money, thank God, that's a good thing. But when you said entertainment, what are we talking about?
Well, it's a whole realm of things. It's, you know, we're very much interested in doing concerts and doing series and having performances and things like that here at the center that will get people from, you know, maybe from the local market that, you know, hey, there's a concert going on at Outlets of Des Moines next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over there and check it out, you know, and getting that customer there, you know, is the biggest battle. So we really want to be an integral part of the community, be able to allow high school, you know, groups, community groups, church groups, anything
to be part of it. You know, it's interesting. Out in the western suburbs, they've run on that same kind of an idea. A big mall out there, you know, it's a huge footprint. And they've also done some things exteriorly. You know, they've had concerts, they've had music in the water park, all those kinds of things. And that does tend to resonate well. And now, on the opposite side of Des Moines, you've got all of the downtown east side of all of that area. Altoona, of course, that's right in your backyard. That's a pretty sizable growth area, and that area is growing.
It is, and we feel it's untapped. So we're very much looking forward to, you know, fulfilling that gap that's currently there.
Now, one of the news stories that we had several weeks ago now is that you had a job fair out there, and you were at that time seeking some 900 employees out there. That's a huge number. How'd the job fair go, and how did things shake out, and are you still looking?
The job fair was a great success. We've talked with many of the retailers that were part of it, and they were very happy with the outcome. You know, they're still looking for more help. So, you know, if you are interested in working for one of our retailers, check out our website or go to the individual retailer's website. But it was very successful. We had over 700 people come through the doors, and so again, we're very happy with it. We have a ways to go, and the retailers do too, but it was a great start.
Yeah, we always talk, TJ, about our low unemployment rate around here, and that's it's difficult finding and retaining high caliber employees. So the question then is, do you know where some of the people, 700 folks show up? That's a big number. Were some of the folks looking to augment their income, or they were looking for a better opportunity in retail, or what do you think the demographic was there?
I think there's the whole gamut. I think you have people that are maybe retired looking for, you know, something to do to buy their time. It's people that are looking for full time. You know, it's college students that are looking to augment their income. So I think you get the whole spectrum. And I think that's what's great about the center itself is we have the ability with so many different opportunities to really fit the needs of that individual.
When we talk about the financial implication of this center, how many millions of dollars roughly did it cost to put this thing up?
It was a significant amount. But, you know, we feel like it was a great investment and a chance to really fulfill the two-tiered market where we can fulfill the local customer as well as the customer that's there on a destination trip.
Sure. Did any incentive money in that from the city of Altoona or?
Yes, been very, very helpful in putting together a deal with us, and we're very excited to work with them and be a part of it.
All right. We're talking about, and we have just talked about, with TJ Just from Outlets of Des Moines. They are opening on the 20th of October. Well, a charitable thing on the 19th. And then,
correct.
Can you get us in with Carson Kelsey? Yeah, that is so cool. He's one of my all-time heroes. Good guy.
He is a great guy, and please come out. He puts on a great show, so he's really fun to see.
We've got to step on out of here because it's 9 on to 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour. Is Jimmy Olson, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group, is Mary Sayer. Program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.